Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to talk about something that we rarely hear much about. We weren't taught it in school. We weren't really taught it by our family or friends. And it's something that eventually we stumble upon. Now, not all of us do, but many of us do. And then it seems like an uphill battle to understand how to find it and how to deal with it. But better yet, how to make it something in our life that's constant and sustainable. And many times when we bring up some of these subject matters, it can be questionable as to, is this a good thing, or is it more selfishness, or am I being more self-centered? And on today's show, I'm talking about matters. What matters? And did you know that you actually matter? But what does that mean to matter? You know, many of us don't realize that when it comes to mattering and somebody matters, actually, we all do. But many of us have grown up experiencing a different narrative where we feel that we only matter if we're doing things for other people. We only matter if we're giving of ourselves. And I'm not saying in any way that we should stop giving of ourselves or helping other people. That's not what the point of today's show is about. However, the point of today's show is about trying to figure out how we're valuable, how we matter really, and not have to focus on the other part of the concept. So we matter, but it's not just based on what we do for others. It's in the fact that we matter no matter what. No pun intended. And so think about that. You know, we weren't taught this in school. Our family didn't tell us about this. Mom or dad didn't tell you, hey, do you know that, you know, we're taught a lot of things in school. And we're told that, we should help other people. We should be there. You know, we need to find a spouse, get married, take care of them, do all those sorts of things. But nobody ever says, hey, you know what? You have value in and of the self that you are a human being here on this planet who is learning how to live and grow and figuring out purpose. And that alone matters. I think that many of us don't realize that we matter unless someone else actually sees our value. It's based on someone else seeing our value. Well, so-and-so said that I'm pretty or handsome or smart or whatever. Fill in the blank with whatever that looks like. And because of that, that means that we have value. And I would have to agree that up until about 20 plus years ago, I felt the same way. I felt like I was only valuable based on what I did. I was only valuable based on what I did for others. I was only valuable when I did certain things or what have you. You can fill in that blank. And it took a long time, but I realized that that's not really based in reality. That is obviously what most of us are taught, but our value is not complacent or predicated on anything, actually. It's not even on doing something separate from others. It's not an outside situation. Oh, I do this and now I'm valuable. You know, I find the cure for cancer, I'm valuable. I do this, I'm valuable. And it's interesting how many of us do also put that type of, I guess, context into it when we think about our own life, you know, about how well you've done or how well you've succeeded or how many people you've helped or whatever. And I understand. I mean, I find that helping other people is very rewarding, and helping and inspiring and coaching my clients and groups of people is very incredibly rewarding. But, you know, it has to be rewarding in the essence of I appreciate what I do and I love what I do. But, you know, you have to be careful to allow that to be your defining factor. And think about that. Many of us define ourselves based on what we do. You know, some of us define ourselves on who we're with. some of us define ourselves on what we have. And see, that's very slippery. It's a very slippery place to be. And let me explain why that's a slippery place to be. Let's say, like, we define ourselves based on who we are in our workplace, our job, what we do. Well, at any moment, that could change. What if that changes? What if we lose that? I've worked with many clients who are professional football players, professional basketball players who retire, or they get injured and they have to retire. And that's a lot of work because, you know, we're dealing with identity. We're dealing with value. You know, not only did our identity become wrapped up in that, so did our value. The fact that we were, you know, an amazing basketball player. We were XYZ. You know, I've had clients who, you know, retired from Hollywood. That can be very frustrating too. You can be very amazing in what you do, but that those characters become you. You know, even people that retire after a long career. And it can be very painful. At first, it could be something that they think they want, and then they go through maybe a later midlife crisis because they're just not, they didn't realize that their job had become really a lot of their identity. Much like when people get married or in a relationship, and the person they're in a relationship becomes their identity and what matters. And it's almost like they say, okay, I got this person. This person's my wife, my husband, my spouse, my significant other, whatever, whatever you want to use, whatever terminology you want to use. And it's interesting because, you know, that person though, it's like all of a sudden you feel like you matter because that person is with you. But see, that shouldn't matter. But see, we have to really think about that because what happens if that person goes away? Does our value go away? Many of us predicate our value based on the things we have. A car, multiple cars, house, multiple houses, planes, whatever it is that you see that value. We have to be careful because that's not what makes us matter. That's not what makes us valuable. And many people are very challenged to see that. And I know that, you know, there's been multiple financial crises, you know, throughout our lifetime and, you know, maybe dealing with one soon here. But at the same point, we're having to deal with these types of things. But the more and more we attach things to, right, the more that we confuse on what matters and how we matter. Because I'm here to tell you on today's show that you matter no matter what. No matter how much money you make or don't make. No matter who you're married to or who you're not married to. No matter what job, career, title you have or you don't have. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't. But it's really hard to see that because we're not trained in that. You know, beginning in school, when we were younger, it was about, you know, how many friends you had. Or it was about the grades you got. Or did you win the spelling bee? You know, did you do the grade on the science project? Or did you make it into athletics? And did you get on a team? And did y'all win? Oh, did you become a football player or a cheerleader or very popular in school? You know, maybe you got a scholarship to a college. Lots of different things. And we hold on to those. We hold those things sacred, right? And they become sacred. Because they become more of our identity, because we haven't really worked on our identity separate from these outside things. These outside things are what we have to be very, very careful with, because these outside things can get out of control. These outside things can hurt us more than help us if we don't put them in the right perspective. You know, it's interesting. I find that many of us had to go through multiple changes in our life, and how we define ourselves got, you know, rudely awakened and changed. You know, I remember in high school and being at the top, you know, top of debate, and then leaving and going to a college with no debate. And I chose that at the time. It seemed like the right thing to do. You know, it was very hard, and I realized that I had chosen to dismiss that, but it was very challenging because it had been most of my identity for most of my life. And I think that a lot of you that are listening to this probably went through something like that. Maybe you were like a star football player in high school and wasn't able to get on the team in college. You know, multiple things could take place. You know, things that we never dreamed of. And then it's almost like you feel like you're grappling and struggling to find yourself, to find meaning in life and what you're going to do next. And, you know, I find it interesting when we talk about value, how other people see our value. We have to sit there and realize that, you know, one of the things that a lot of us are programmed to, and I like to call it the codependent programming, because everything's really programming, right? Even if it's narcissistic in nature, it's programming. It just is what it is. Let's just make it, you know, let's like look at it for real. Because why it's programming is because it's something in our own brain, and it goes into autopilot when we deal with certain things, right? So the codependent programming tells us that, okay, if I'm doing things for other people, then I'm needed. I'm needed. Then if I'm needed by other people, I'm valuable. You see how that goes? So we keep doing and doing and doing and doing and doing, even if we don't really want to do it. Many of you out there are resentful. You got resentment up the butt because you're so tired of doing all these things for other people that are ungrateful. I could use a lot of other words, but this is on the radio too. If this was strictly podcast, I could get a little more colorful. But you know what? They're just ungrateful. And you keep doing it for them, but you keep telling yourself, you know what? They see it. They value it. They understand all the work I put into that. You got to tell yourself that. But that codependent programming is so interesting because you might find yourself in relationships that if you start looking at it from just the right angle, the angle of truth, the angle of truth, we put some light on it, you might start realizing that some of these relationships are lopsided. They're lopsided, but it's not just the other person's issue. It's not just the other person has been, you know, aiding and abetting in this and creating this reality and sucking the life right out of us and making us do all these things for them. It's not that. It really isn't. Because it takes two to tango, and it takes somebody else to do all the things for them. If you just stop doing all the things for them, things could be very different. Not to say that it would be good or bad, just to say it would be very different for everybody in the relationship. But when we go back and we think about this codependent programming, we have to think about, okay, hey, I have a tendency of doing this. I have a tendency of probably being in relationships where I'm constantly taking care of things and doing everything for other people. First off, you know, am I enjoying that? And you got to ask these questions for real. Because, you know, our programming is going to try to safeguard our usual ways of life. It's going to try to safeguard ourselves so we don't change. You know, the programming doesn't want us to change. It wants us to stay on that path forever and ever and ever. As long as we're willing to not grow or learn about ourselves, we can do that. We can stay on that path and do the same thing over and over again, gaining that resentment, gaining that anger, really upset about it, or just really lacking the joy of life. Right, just kind of depressed and saying, God, is this all I'm going to get? Is this the best it gets? Because this isn't that good. Or we can start looking and seeing, hey, what is it that we really want? And why am I in these situations? Why am I in these situations? It takes real thought and us to really look at it. And we're going to dive deep into that in our podcast and radio show today, because that's what it's all about. It's about getting deep. It's about learning about ourselves. And it's about putting the work in. And that's why putting the work in means you're learning about who you are, what makes you tick, why you do things, and why you make the choices you make. All very powerful stuff. So stay tuned. When I return, I'll be talking about a lot more. Don't change the channel. We've got a lot to talk about. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I'm here to tell you today that you matter. You matter no matter what, no matter what you do or you don't do. It's not about what we do for others, not suggesting you stop doing things for others, but it's not about that. It's not about outside accolades. It's not about our titles. It's not about our job. It's not about our spouse or significant other. It's not about the things we have. It's not about the things we say. We matter on our own. And right before the break, I was talking about how many of us are on that codependent programming where we only see our value when we're helping or giving of ourselves. We only see our value when somebody else needs us. She needs me. He needs me. We only see the value then. We don't see the value in and of itself within ourselves based on our own reality separate from any of that. And yes, I love helping people and I love working with my clients and I love hanging out with my friends and I love taking care of my family. That does give me joy, but that doesn't make me valuable. And that said, it doesn't mean that I matter just because of that. I matter all on my own, just like you. And so one of the things we have to begin to see is our values separate from other people and separate from other people and how they feel about us. And most of us were not taught this. I sure wasn't taught this growing up. I didn't have anybody telling me, hey, by the way, Ashley, I want to let you know you matter and you're valuable no matter what you do. So it's not about all this BS. It's all about you and just realizing your value internally, separate from everything you do, because you're like the spirit god that's cruising around on this planet doing your thing and learning about what makes you tick. Nobody told me that. Nobody gave me that information. I had to learn all this. And I had to learn that, and I mean, many of us had to learn this the hard way. Because if you've learned it, you had to learn it the hard way. There was no easy way. There are certain things in life that you just can't go, oh, well, yeah, I see they did that, so I'm going to do that. No, you got to learn. I mean, if you have someone that helps you, I mean, I work with clients all the time to help them see their value. But I didn't have anybody help me, and so it took a while to figure out that this even existed. Then it took a long time to figure out how to do it. I mean, it's work. It's a lot harder than figuring out how to make $1 million. It's a lot harder than how to figure out how to publish your own book. It's hard. It's some work here. This is some real, like, hard work. But it's valuable, and it's the only thing that matters. See, the thing is even if you do publish a book, even if you publish 10 of them, even if they're bestsellers and you still don't get this, it still doesn't matter. Because you don't see your value, so it really doesn't matter. You'll never be happy, and it doesn't matter how many books you publish. See, that's the critical thing that a lot of people don't take into consideration. You know, it's like I sometimes when I used to deal with clients that would rather pick retail therapy, you know, over coaching or therapy. It's like, really? You'd rather go out and buy a pair of boots that's going to make you feel better? Those boots are going to get worn out, and sooner than later, you're going to probably feel bad about the retail therapy. So you're going to spend a lot of money, and you're not going to learn anything about yourself, but we're going to thwart the working because we want to buy the boots. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. But again, our society is not created on that, right? The stuff that we're talking about a lot of times on my podcasts and in the blogs and in the videos on YouTube are these deep, deep dives about how to make ourselves better and ultimately become way more successful. It's becoming that trillionaire and that trillionaire mindset, right? It's about being aware. It's about understanding who you are and having all that within you to get it, to be able to get to that next level. You know, I think one of the things that a lot of folks deal with, honestly, is that they feel that if they see their value, that this makes them some sort of narcissist. Like, if I see my value, then I have to be the self-centered narcissist. Because that's the only people that, you know, they sit there and talk about how great they are and all the stuff they've done. And that's just not what I want to do. And this is not what I'm trying to do. I am not trying to create you and make you into a narcissist. This is not what I'm doing. Actually, quite the opposite, because a narcissist actually uses that situation as a mask. They're not really seeing their value at all. Actually, they wouldn't be on that program if they saw any of their own value. Actually, they use that as a mask to try to keep people away because they actually don't have value. They don't feel value in and of itself. So when we return, we're going to be talking about that because we need to see the difference between, you know, being able to really care about ourselves, seeing our value and self-love versus narcissistic and being self-centered. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. With me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Mourners in Tokyo lowered their heads as the body of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe drove by. Abe was fatally shot during a campaign speech Friday. His body returned to Tokyo today. Abe's attacker told investigators that he had planned the shooting because of his belief that Abe was part of an organization he resents. A top police official acknowledged that possible security lapses allowed the assassin to fire his weapon. There will be a new leader for Sri Lanka as that country's prime minister steps down. The resignation comes as thousands of protesters stormed the president's residence and office, expressing displeasure about a worsening economic crisis. The country is relying on aid from India and other countries as leaders try to negotiate a bailout with the International Monetary Fund. The major Wall Street indexes notched its third winning week out of the last 14. This is USA Radio News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're discovering how to see that we matter even when we're not doing other things, even when it's not based on labels or people we know or the people we're with or the things that we have. And right before the break, I was talking about seeing our value and seeing that we're valuable, but it's not about some sort of narcissistic quest. I find it interesting because when people reach out to me, when, you know, they'll email me and say, hey, I saw this video and, you know, it talks about seeing the value within yourself and finding that self-love. And many people say, hundreds emails, I feel like this is very self-centered, or I feel like this is a very narcissistic thing, or I'm scared because I don't want to be labeled as selfish. Now, I understand that many of us feel that self-love would have to be narcissistic, because none of us are taught this. We're not taught that we're supposed to, like, love ourselves and find our value in ourselves separate from other people and other things in the outside world. Unfortunately, we were never taught this. There was no class in school. We barely got sex education, if you remember that correctly, right? So it's not like they were right on top of things. You know, all they did was teach us, like, the basic math and sciences and English, and then they throw you out in the world, and, you know, you figure it out on your own, and some of us figure it out, some of us don't, some of us kind of do, some of us, like, you know, have some really tough times. But the thing is, we were never taught the stuff that we needed to be taught. We were never explained about things that are basic. And this is one of the most basic things that we can talk about. It's one of the hardest things to wrap your brain around. It's one of the most challenging things to do in reality. But I've done it, and I've helped a lot of clients succeed in doing it. And it's not like, oh, it's one and done. It's not like that. But, you know, it's a daily thing. You got to keep your mind on. You got to keep your heart on. You got to really focus on that. You got to be super mindful of things. You got to be checking that mind and checking those internal thoughts. And you got to be checking your feelings and emotions and all that, and how you respond and reacting to things. You know, what you're triggered on. You know, what are these? All these things are very important and very illuminating so that we can understand ourselves. And when we're running that codependent program, many of us fall into a trap of being super interested in what the other person's doing, being super interested in what's going on with them, asking a bunch of questions, which is great. It's always good to ask your spouse or significant other questions. It's always great to care and be empathetic. Those are great things. But have you once stepped back and kind of looked at the other side of the coin and realized that your spouse doesn't really do that for you? Now, there's multiple reasons why that is. One, you probably haven't even realized it. Two, there's a tendency of folks on codependent, you know, programming to pick people who are less codependent and more in their own head, and maybe even more in their own self-centeredness, maybe even more in a childlike state of mind, where it's hard for them to process emotion, and that can be challenging too, because if somebody's having trouble processing emotion, it means that things get really, you know, they get really out of control for that person. That person feels very out of control more often than not. And so they're constantly going through a state of flux that the codependent is trying to mitigate or help. And if you're codependent and you have this empathic skill, whew, that's a double threat. It's good if it's used properly. If it's not, you know, you have to be careful, because if it's not used properly, you can be being used. Okay, other people can be using you and you don't even know it, because you think you're doing the right thing for everybody, because you're there, you're aware, you care, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're thinking, you're feeling, all these great things. But also, we need to be thinking and feeling for ourselves. And see, another thing that's interesting about the codependent, and this is something we don't talk about a lot, but many of you don't want to deal with your own stuff. You don't. That's why you create these relationships where you don't have to. I mean, let's get real here. You don't want to see your own things. You don't want to deal with your own stuff. You would rather deal with their issues, because their issues are not your issues. And we all know that other people's issues are way easier to deal with than our own issues, or at least it's way easier to focus on another person's issues. Right? A lot of people can focus on other people's issues because they don't want to focus on their own. And that's very important. That's very important to think about. And I feel that, you know, a lot of times, though, when we're on that codependent program, the idea of turning inside of ourselves and asking these deep questions, the idea of looking inside of ourselves and asking ourselves how we feel, and being cognitive of that and listening to our mindset and focusing on what it says and seeing what's going on, I think all these things are super, super important. But I think a lot of times, because of that codependent program, and if you are empathetic as well, you start feeling as though you're making the wrong decision, or that you're being narcissistic or self-centered, because you're focusing that energy on you. And I'm here to tell you that that is not becoming self-centered. You are not going to become a narcissist after listening to this podcast. But the one thing that's going to really be interesting about it is that you're going to start looking a little bit at yourself. And that's something that many of you don't do. You never put yourself first. You never think about yourself. You put everybody else before you. And that's sweet, but is that necessarily the best thing for you? Because, you know, when I look at life sometimes and I realize, okay, hey, I got to do what I got to do. And I love my family. But if I'm not doing what I want to do, eventually that's going to come back around and bite me on the butt, right? Eventually that's not going to be a good thing because I'm going to become super unhappy. And many of you are super unhappy right now. You're super unhappy because you feel as though the relationship you're in is not really working out. Maybe you feel like you're not heard. Maybe you feel like you can't speak your truth. And if that's the case, we're going to need to figure out some stuff, because if you don't feel like you can speak your truth, we're going to either have to try speaking your truth. We got to do that first. We got to turn over every possible stone. We can't leave any stone unturned, because, you know, we don't want a bunch of regret in our life. You don't want to regret saying, man, if I would have just asked that question or said that, or if I would have brought that up 5 or 6 times, then I could have scratched that off the list and said, you know what, hey, I did everything I could. But, you know, if you don't do that, then you worry and wonder, did I do everything I can? Did I make the right decision? Did I do what I need to do? Did I say what I need to say? Did I actually, you know, did I make my needs vocal? Did I vocalize what I needed to vocalize? And that's something that we really have to ask ourselves. And that's something that we're probably not going to do if we're running on that codependent program and we don't see our independent value. I mean, the independent value is what we have. The independent value is who we are. And so one of the things that we can begin to do is to start realizing, you know, hey, I'm allowed to feel and care, and I'm allowed to have feelings. I'm allowed to have feelings. I'm allowed to have feelings. I'm allowed to feel how I feel. Seriously. I was asking a client earlier today, when was the last time that he asked you how you're feeling? And the client responded back with, well, he doesn't. The only time he asks me about things is to ask me what I did that day or where I was. Okay, so you can't remember a time where he asked you about how you feel? No. And you could tell the look on their face because it was something that they hadn't thought about. I mean, I brought up the question, sure, I ask intense questions. That's something I do, but we're always wanting to have breakthroughs, right? And if you're not going to have a breakthrough if you don't ask the right questions, this is the way it is. But it's interesting because I felt like in that moment, that person for the first time really got it, and they realized, okay, you know what, my husband in 20 years hasn't asked me how I'm feeling. But I said, okay, so let's turn the tables around. Have you offered how you feel? Because some people are just not good feelers. Some people don't want to deal with their feelings at all. They don't want to deal with their own feelings. They certainly can't handle other people's feelings. Right? But sometimes in order to have a relationship, we have to express ourselves. And what I've found is that sometimes we have to express ourselves even when it's not being asked. You don't have to have, like, the floor to be asked. You don't have to go, okay, here you go, on stage now, Ashley and her feelings. No, it doesn't have to be that way. But you can say, hey, you can ask them how they're feeling and then say, well, hey, this is how I'm feeling. They might be a little taken aback. They might interrupt you. But it'll be interesting to see how they respond, because we have to start somewhere. Because you can't hold it all inside. I don't care if you're a woman or a man, you can't hold it all inside. Sometimes you got to be human, and you got to start connecting with your spiritual side and your connection and the reason why we're here. And I know that some of you today that are listening, or tonight, or in the middle of the night, or whatever time you're listening to this, I'm glad you're here, by the way. I know that some of you have been told that you're self-centered. I know that some of you have been told that you're selfish. And I know that many of you have been told this, but it's not true. And I really want you to think about that, too. Who's called you selfish or self-centered in your life? And what was it about? Is there any truth to it? I know that many of you will say, no, I know there's no truth to it. That's just what he or she says all the time. I just kind of let it roll off my back. But, you know, how long do you let it roll off your back until it kind of sinks in? You know, how long can you roll? Can it roll off your back? You're not a duck, by the way. Sorry. I mean, maybe some of you, like, see yourself as ducks. There are people out there, I know they're like cat people or something. They see themselves as cats. They're called furries or whatever. I get it. We can all see ourselves as who we are. Okay, ducks are cool too. But what I'm saying is that eventually it sinks in, right? Eventually it sinks in, and we feel that way. And so you start questioning, well, if I go down this path and I start looking at myself and I start venturing into my own feelings and thoughts, could that be self-centered? Could that be selfish? What do you think? It's not. It's not selfish. It's not self-centered. But what it means when you're doing that is that your full focus is not on that other person. Your full focus is not just on them. That's the key, right? And some of you have married people that they want all your attention 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's still not enough attention. It's still not enough attention. It's like if you're married and you have kids, you have all kinds of kids. You can count your wife or husband in that group too. So at some point in time, we got to step back and say, okay, I'm allowed to focus on myself. I'm going to be a better person if I focus on myself. I'm not talking about all the time. This is not black and white, you know, podcast. It's not extreme, yin-yang. We're going to go from one extreme to the other. We're never going to think about ourselves, and now we're going to only think about ourselves, narcissistic podcast, all the time, 24/7. That is not what we're doing here. But we are trying to start thinking about what we feel and how we think. And this is going to be hard for many of you because you haven't ever done it. It's something that's going to be very challenging. It's going to feel really weird. But I want you to start checking in with yourself. Why don't you start checking in with yourself in the morning when you wake up? And that, what does that mean? That means I wake up. And when I wake up in the morning, I sit there and I see how I feel. I analyze. Do I feel good? How do I feel? How does my body feel? How does my head feel? You know, what do I want to accomplish that day? What are my thoughts like? I do all this stuff before I turn on the cell phone, guys. Okay, you got to think about that too, because many of you, we got the cell phone addiction going on too. Okay, we'll talk about that in another show. But we got to get some alone time and think about that and check in. How do I feel? Do I feel good? Do I physically feel good? How do I feel mentally? What am I thinking? What are my thoughts? Am I having any reoccurring thoughts? What about my feelings? How do I feel? Do I feel good? Do I feel heard? Do I feel dismissed? Do I feel marginalized? How do I feel, really? And these are really big questions to ask yourself. And then I want you to check in with yourself midday again. This isn't for hours at a time. This is like 10 minutes, 5 minutes. And I want you to do it again before you go to bed. But that means that you got to think about yourself. You know, you're supposed to put the oxygen mask on yourself before putting it on your child. And why is that? Because you'll pass out before you put it on your child. Okay, the whole reason behind that is the fact that you have to be in the thought process and doing the right thing to be able to help other people. Just like we can only make a relationship as good as we are, as solid as we are, as healthy as we are. We can only make a relationship as healthy as we are. And when I talk about healthy, yes, I'm talking about mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical health. Yes, all of them. You can't leave anything out. It's the whole thing. And so we got to think about that. What makes that? And if many of you are questioning, because I know that some of you are still like, going, well, I just don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to be selfish. You know, I've been called selfish in my life. Maybe my mom called me selfish or my dad called me selfish. And kind of grew up feeling bad about that. I want to keep giving till it hurts. And that's okay. But I need you to start looking at how that began and where those labels came from. Because the more that we understand the labels that we're living with, the more we can understand where they came from and we can start to begin to let them go. Don't miss out. I got more nuggets of wisdom to come up here because we got to talk a little bit more about the codependent loop. We need to talk a little bit more about how we're feeling and a little bit more about how to put yourself first sometimes. It's not about all the time. It's about sometimes. So stay tuned because there's still more to come. Because we got to figure out how to do this. And there'll be multiple shows on these types of subjects because it's going to take a while to break it down, but I'm going to get the information out. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about understanding how you matter individually on your own. You do matter, and I'm here to tell you that you do matter. And it's not about what you're doing for everybody else, even though that's great. It's not about what you're doing at work or who you're married to or what you have or the things that you do. It's about what you do on a daily basis as far as who you are. Who you are as a person. And to begin to see our value, and not in a narcissistic way, but begin to see who we are as our value separate from other people. And realizing that we can work on ourselves and listen to ourselves and feel and see how we feel and connect in with our feelings and reconnect and ask ourselves about our feelings and our emotions. And that's not self-centered. And that's not selfish. And I want you to start analyzing that. If you've been labeled anything by a significant other or mother or father or family, what have you been labeled and why? And are you believing any of these labels? Even if you are being called selfish all the time, you go, I know I'm not selfish. I know I'm not selfish. I know that he or she is projecting. I know that. But it's like after a while it becomes hard because it gets solidly in there and you start catching yourself not doing things for yourself. You catch yourself not doing things for yourself, not taking care of yourself. And this becomes a slippery slope of resentment, sadness, and loss of identity. So let's look at that program loop. What loop are we running in? If we're running on that codependent program, and if you're an empath as well, okay, we know what we're dealing with. But we know our tendencies. We know our tendencies is to focus on the other person and not ourselves, and that's something that we got to change. And we have to begin by just changing it. We have to begin by saying, okay, I just focus on this exterior problem again because it's easier for me, because I don't have to look at myself. I'm going to refocus on myself. I need to refocus on what do I need to do for myself? What do I need to do for me? How do I need to do this? What do I need to do? And that is very important. Just accepting that reality in and of itself is super powerful. Accepting any of itself, super powerful. Just to focus on that alone. You know, thinking about that. Also, you know, if we are in challenging relationships, looking at the tendency and the challenges that we're on, looking at how we analyze it, looking at how we interact with those challenges, because a lot of times if we're in a chaotic situation or we are in a dramatic situation, we may allow it even more because we handle that because we don't want to handle on our stuff. We don't want to focus on our stuff. We also don't realize the value of focusing on our feelings. So waking up and checking in every morning is very powerful. When you wake up in the morning, checking in, how do I feel? How does my body feel? What are the thoughts in my head? Do I have any reoccurring thoughts? Do I have any racing thoughts? Thinking, you know, things like that. Maybe jotting down a dream that you have and we can analyze that. Things like that can be very powerful. Checking in midday. You know, how am I feeling? Am I hungry? Am I tired? Is there something I can do to make myself feel better? How is my brain? What are the thoughts? Am I having racing thoughts? Am I having reoccurring thoughts? If I am, what are they and what are they triggered, you know, on? What are my triggers? All this makes us a better person because remember, when we're triggered by other people, it's just the stuff that we haven't worked on our own. And those are the things that we got to work on. So if you're being triggered by your significant other or a family member, write that down because that's something that we can work on. Because that's something that we can analyze and say, okay, this is why I'm being triggered. Why is that? Why does that upset me so much? Why does that irritate me so much when they say that or ask me that? And we can dig deep into that and figure out what the answers to those questions are. Getting to know who you are. Remember, you have value. It's not about getting to know everybody else on the planet, which is not a bad thing. But we can only really get to know everybody on the planet once we've really gotten to know ourselves. And even that, getting to know ourselves is the only thing we can really do. Because remember, we can't get in the hearts and the minds and the souls of other people. We can just take for face value what they tell us. You know, that's all we can do. And so the only person we can really get to know is us. And that's why it's so important to check in with yourself, asking yourself how you feel. And if you feel like you're in a marriage or relationship that you can't speak how you feel, speak up. Not in an angry way or aggressive way, but hey, this is how I'm feeling. You know, if you're asking the other person constantly how they feel, hey, let me know how I'm feeling. This is how I'm thinking or how I'm feeling or what I want to do. Those are things that are very important to speak up, because if you're not speaking up and you don't have an outlet, you know, that's something we have to work on. And being able to speak up and speak your truth is a very powerful place to be. I hope that this show has resonated with you. Please share with your friends and family. It means a lot. Let me know if you like it and any other subject matters that you'd like me to discuss. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com. Check out the YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.